Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, good morning to you. Glad you are with us here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. We're having a great time this morning. Matthew Rocchio in for the Kim St. Ange, who has the day off. Carl Middleman in here. And, of course, Ethan and Sue as well. Sue's been keeping you up to date on any traffic problems out there. The biggest problem I see in traffic these days is the fact that there are still huge chunks of ice in some lanes. I've seen it, you know, mostly in the city. I'll have to be honest with you. Right down here on 14th Street and outside of our studios on Olive, there the places where there are normally parking spaces across from the right next to the library, the city library down here, it's a solid sheet of ice. It looks like the ice at Enterprise Center last night when the Blues played. How did they do, Carl? By the way.
They crapped the bed, Mark.
Oh, no. I hate to
they
hear that.
They let a goal in the first 19 seconds.
Some of my good friends were there watching last night, Carl. I'm sorry to hear that.
It was Hello Kitty night. You would not believe how many cat songs there are.
How did I miss that? Is that what you did? Was that the theme last night? Was
yeah,
cat
I played
songs?
A lot of them. There are a lot.
Like Cat Scratch Fever?
I did play
yeah,
that.
Yeah, nice.
And
nice.
Someone said, are you going to play Cats in the Cradle? And I said, do you know?
No.
I did not.
Do you want everyone crying for some reason?
What are some other examples of cat songs that you
there's
found,
There's the
Carl?
David Bowie Cat People. There's also, see, feline. There are lion songs, like The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
Lion
there's
King,
Elton
yeah,
John's Honky Cat. There's the Stray Cat Strut.
Yeah, Stray Cat Strut, I would have thought about. So a lot of those got played last night in honor
all of them got played, except for the Harry Chapin song, which I didn't. I even played You're the Cat by Al Stewart.
So are these like Hello Kitty dolls that are supposed to be
they're
collectible?
They're plushies, and they have a Blues jersey on, and they're holding a stick.
But like, for example, when they had the little guitar that they gave away at for the Wayne
Adam
Wainwright night, right?
Mm-hmm.
That thing was immediately for sale on eBay for $100 or $70 or something for the people that couldn't get one. I got one. I've still got it.
I didn't
get it to sell it. But there were people are yes. selling these now.
Yes.
Interesting.
And Hello Kitty is a big community of people. They've been around since 1974.
So these were the original furries? Is this what you're telling me?
I don't believe
okay.
that.
Okay, you don't think that's what it is.
But I do believe that they're very fanatical about...
But you got four of them, if I'm correct, Carl. Is
I
that
did.
Correct?
I did. Because my
Are you
wife,
a bit of a collector?
No, because my wife texts me in the third period. The game is nearly over. Hey, can you get two of those? And I
Why
said...
Why did you text me so late, honey?
Exactly. This is like when Mark Cox is at the game and says, hey... There's 2 minutes left in the game. I know it's tied, but could you play the slowest song in the world?
What song was that I was
know.
Requesting?
I think you wanted to hear...
Papa Was a Rolling Stone?
No, I think you wanted to hear...
You don't even remember. You're
I
making
don't
this
remember,
up.
But it was something
Carl's
just like
it up.
That.
All right, good.
Carl, time for the anthem.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's true. That's something I could say for sure. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to Will Kane, the newest owner of a show on Fox News Channel, right? You've heard his radio show here on 97.1 FM Talk over the years, and now he just debuted in the Cavuto spot there on Fox at 4 o'clock Eastern on the Fox News Channel, and I think that's great. He's had great success. I think he debuted on Tuesday, the day after the inauguration. So he, too, has had plenty to talk about. We're going to get him on the show this morning at about 8:35. And coming up next, we're going to talk more about the what's going on in the Wentzville School Board. One of the school board members actually, believe it or not, apparently running for re-election. You won't believe what she crazy stuff she said now about President Trump, what she compared his inauguration to. It's disgusting that this individual is, you know, entitled to her own opinion, but I don't want her deciding what the curriculum is going to be in my school district because there's clearly not a lot going on there. All right, we'll get to all that and more coming up. First, let's get to our top stories, Carl, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Secretary of Defense has to be ready to go 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
Liz, have you ever heard of a man named Lloyd Austin who was on medical leave in the hospital? Not leave, he was AWOL as Secretary of Defense. The president had no idea he had undergone cancer surgery and was, like, out of commission.
The declassification of files relating to the assassinations of President John F. Kennedy, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, and Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
That's a big one, huh?
Wow. How about that? that is the president signing that executive order. He's going to declassify the JFK docs, the MLK docs, the RFK docs, and JFK's family, at least some of them, are not happy with it.
America will once again become a merit-based country. You have to hear that word, merit-based country.
Wow, that's right. You're darn right we are. And this is not what the people at the World Economic Forum want to hear. They kind of been taking the global initiative in a different direction, which would be sort of, you know, the European socialist democracy model. They're not wanting to talk about meritocracy.
You're going to be called crazy. Many people also called Noah crazy. And then the rains came, and all the fact checkers died.
I love that guy. Can I just tell you that? I don't always agree with the way he votes on every single thing, but I got to tell you, man, he is a jewel, and I hope he stays in the United States Senate for a while. We need that sort of homespun answer to all this stuff. So just so you know, the nomination vote, the vote on the Senate floor for Pete Hegseth is going to happen just a little bit later today. And we already know that a couple people, Murkowski and Collins, are likely no votes. At least they were on the committee. I mean, it got out of the committee because I think they didn't vote. But they're probably no votes on the floor, which means it's going to be close. Right? They have 54 votes, I think, in the Senate?
Yes.
So minus two, you're down to 52. If anybody else bails, you may be looking at a 50-50 tie, at which point J.D. Vance has to come in. I think it's a pretty clear-cut case now that Pete Hegseth will be the next Secretary of Defense. But I'm anxious to talk to Will Kane about that because Will Kane sat on the couch with him at the Fox and Friends weekends for like 6 years. And I got to hear a little bit of him the other day talking about it on his show, and I'm anxious to hear his take on that vote that's going to be coming up. And maybe he wouldn't mind commenting on what Liz Warren, Pocahontas there, had to say about how important that Secretary of Defense role is, even though she was oblivious to that as Lloyd Austin went AWOL recently, and who knows where in the world Joe Biden was. I mean, these two have the nuclear codes, for goodness sake. And Liz Warren had no concern about that whatsoever. All right, coming up, switch our focus locally here. Talk about what a school board member posted about the inauguration this week out in the Wentzville School District. This stuff's important. It tells you who people are. And we'll talk with one of the parents in the district when we come back.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I am a big supporter of free speech. I am. It's what created a job for me. I get to do my dream job because of my right to speak my mind and give you my opinion. What I've also learned over the years is that when you live by the sword, you die by the sword, right? If you're going to give your opinion on something, sometimes there are consequences to that. People may not like what you say. And if you're in a public position, you can be held accountable by that, either by the voters or maybe by your employers or whoever that happens to be. Ask that Eagles fan up there recently where social media reports ended up costing him a job. So it's when we see things like this by elected officials, particularly on school boards, I think it's worthy of that conversation. It's certainly not out of bounds. There is a school board member out in Wentzville, Julie Scott, who put a post online that basically said this after President Trump's inauguration. I do not feel like I did in 2016. I feel like I did when the plane struck the second tower and we all realized what was happening. Oh, the drama. So she's comparing the election of Donald J. Trump, who got millions and millions and millions of votes, won the popular vote, won the electoral vote, to the worst terrorist attack in the history of our nation on American soil, right? That's just out of bounds. And Lindy Williford is with me, of course, who follows what's going on in the Wentzville School District a lot. And Lindy, great to have you back. How are you?
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it wasn't too long ago you had me talking about Julie Scott and the small local business boycott she was calling for because they were conservative businesses. I mean, clearly she didn't learn her lesson.
Well, right. I mean, and she was doing that along with another board member out there, wasn't she, if I remember that story correctly?
Yes, she was. So, I mean, this Trump derangement syndrome runs deep over there, I guess.
Wow. I mean, it's just not necessary, right? I mean, she's obviously she's entitled to her opinion, but as a school board member, you carry the responsibility here, in my opinion, of supposedly representing everyone when you're on the board. And if your opinion is that Donald Trump is the equivalent of a terrorist attack on our country, what kind of policies are you pushing for in schools?
Exactly. And, you know, First Amendment all day, sure, but we have a duty to hold our elected representatives accountable for what they say and do. That's how our government works. It's beautiful, really. And you're right, Mark. Like, why is she in a position, you know, saying she's inclusive and wants all these safe spaces for everyone in the district and then insulting and being incredibly insensitive? You know, we have actual 9/11 survivors as stakeholders in our district in Wentzville, a parent who was in the tower when it was hit, and thank God above, she survived. So Julie needs to get over herself, you know, stop running her mouth, stop being insensitive. You know, she's up for re-election. I mean, talk about awful timing. Clearly she doesn't have you know, rational thought processes
yeah.
to do something like this and say something like this at a time like this.
Well, and I mean, here we go again. She's running for re-election. My guess is the Missouri NEA who endorses, she must be one of their candidates, if I had to just venture
she
a guess.
She is endorsed by the NEA, and she's also endorsed by Ted House's new PAC called the St. Charles County Families for Public Education.
Yes.
I'd really like to know if he condemns or supports what she just said, you know. And besides continually offending people in the Wentzville School District, she has done nothing on the board as a board member. Absolutely nothing. She's never made a motion that's positive. She's done nothing but cause division. You know, she was the one who knowingly and willingly voted to keep sexually explicit and obscene books in our schools after the new law was passed. And she voted to violate that law publicly. So, she voted against the bathroom policy because she wanted boys to be able to go in the girls' bathroom. And she said it was none of the parents' dang business if the boys did. So I really don't know what good it would be for the students, staff, and taxpayers to reelect such a useless, divisive person.
Yeah, I would agree.
I don't understand.
Yeah, Lindy Williford joining us here. Has the slate been set? I know the registration opened and closed. What can you tell me about people who are running out there? Do you have that list of folks who are running maybe for her position?
Yes, Danielle Looney and Christina McCormick are running for the Wentzville School Board. We really do need people to get out and vote on April 8th. The turnout is always so low for school board elections, and this is why people like Julie get elected, because the NEA has the money. They send out their people to do the voting. We have to have a bigger turnout than 10%. So if you're a Wentzville district taxpayer, student, staff, whatever, have family members that are out here, really please push for them to get out and vote on April 8th. To make sure we don't get people like this seated on our school board.
Well, you know, I'll do all I can. I'm in support of what I imagine your state senator out there, Nick Schroer, it's a bill he's put forward that would move these school board elections in April, where you get 10-15% turnout, to general elections, to the fall, right?
Mm-hmm.
When other issues are going to bring more people, and they're going to be forced to pay attention to what's going on, and therefore it weakens the power of these teachers' unions who can just go send their teachers members, their union members, to go vote, and they dominate at these elections far too often.
Right, and they would have to declare a party, from what I understand, instead of playing this pretend game of school board elections are nonpartisan and then run their mouth about Trump like Julie just did. I mean, let's be honest, they're not nonpartisan.
Yeah, it's
they can
true.
Say it all day long, but it's not.
It's very true. I have shared this. I retweeted it there from the Libs of TikTok page, which exposes so much of this. It's not even funny. I wonder if they've posted the one about our former St. Louis County Councilwoman who was a witch these days. I don't know.
I read about that. Shared, it's just crazy times.
I don't know if they've shared that one yet or not, but they should. Lindy Williford, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Mark, for having me.
Thanks for
what you do.
Oh, you bet. We'll have you on again soon. I appreciate that. Yeah, just remember that name, Julie Scott. That is probably not someone you want to vote for to represent you on your local school board. Wow. All right, coming up. I got to be honest, I was never a Neil Cavuto fan. I haven't been a Neil Cavuto fan in a long time. He finally stepped away from Fox, and they had an opening, and the man they picked is crushing it already in the ratings up there for Fox. His name is Will Cain, and he's going to join us when we come back from this break. Stay tuned.
I terminated the ridiculous and incredibly wasteful Green New Deal. I call it the Green New Scam. Withdrew from the one-sided Paris Climate Accord and ended the insane and costly electric vehicle mandate. We're going to let people buy the car they want to buy.
Not good news to the crazy globalists at the World Economic Forum there. That's what the president was addressing yesterday, and World Economic Forum is just crazy. I tell you what, I couldn't be happier with how Donald Trump has just spoken the truth to all of these leftists around the globe. And I'll bet my next guest feels the same way. Will Cain with us, of course, host of the Will Cain Show that you hear right here on 97.1 FM Talk every evening from 8 to 9 Central, but also the newest host on the Fox News Channel at 3 p.m. Central every day. Will, welcome in.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you on, my friend. What did you think of that when you watched the president's speech to the World Economic Forum?
The word that it just keeps coming back to me, Mark, is leadership. I think we've become accustomed to this style of leadership that really extends beyond just the last 4 years, but maybe heightened in the last 4 years, where the United States is so apologetic for itself. It's so apologetic for common sense. It's so apologetic for putting our own interests first. And we're apologetic for being the world leader in really everything. And here now we have an American president willing to stand up in front of people's faces. First, Joe Biden and Barack Obama at his inaugural address in the Rotunda, and then to the leaders at Davos and say, hey, this is who we are. We're the best place in the world to do business. This is who we are. We are the world leader when it comes to foreign policy. We're not going to be drugged into wars. We're not going to pay our unfair share. We're not going to be taken advantage of in deals by China. We're not mad. We're not angry. We're not mean. It's not vengeful. We're just going to do what all of you do. We're going to look out first for America. It's leadership.
Amen. Amen. You know, ever since Barack Obama went on that world apology tour after he got elected, that's been the approach of his administration, of the Biden administration. I'll bet the difference in the State Department now that Marco Rubio's in there is going to be shocking.
Yeah, and I think it's reflected in his first trip, right? I mean, yeah. He heads south, and that's the top issue to Americans. And it's a domestic issue, but it's also an international issue. Hey, stop shipping all of your criminals. Stop shipping all of your undesirables in your country, Venezuela. Stop shipping all your illegal immigrants straight to America. And by the way, I saw the images this morning. I saw the Air Force huge planes being loaded up today with people that are beginning to deport. I think you're going to see it from the State Department, absolutely. And you want the most, I guess, obvious illustration of that? We're taking down the trans flags. We're taking down the BLM flags. We fly one flag, the American flag.
I love it. Will Cain is our guest, host of the Will Cain Show on the Fox News Channel and here on 97.1 FM Talk. I want to play something for you this morning that Senator Elizabeth Warren said about your friend Pete Hegseth. And the fact that she's so oblivious to what she's saying here, is it really kind of sums the whole thing up. Listen to this.
This is the person who gets the call when things are truly spinning out of control, when really scary data has come in, when information, when something around the globe has really gone in a bad way. Because it is the Secretary of Defense who makes the call on, is now the time to call the president? If so, what am I going to tell the president? Is now the time to call in other experts to get our allies involved? Secretary of Defense has to be ready to go 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
Do you think she just forgot about Lloyd Austin there, Will?
That's right. Yeah, that's a great,
I don't know.
A great point. Except when he checks out without notice because he has to have a medical procedure.
Yeah, thank you.
If I were sitting there right now with Senator Warren and I were under the impression that I could have an honest conversation, my answer would be to her, Senator, you don't know Pete Hegseth. I know Pete Hegseth. And let me tell you how secure you should feel in the man that is nominated to answer that call. But I wouldn't be sitting there having an honest conversation with Senator Warren because she has repeated, signed up for, magnified every insidious lie about Pete from the beginning, from his drinking to his qualifications to him being a weekend host on Fox News. You know, but she's, I guess, the least disappointing because we also expect this at this point from Pocahontas. It's really now the disappointment for me is people like Senator Lisa Murkowski, a Republican from Alaska. You know, why do you just accept the word of anonymous sources speaking to a corrupt media like NBC and not the people that actually know Pete? Or better yet, why don't you read his book, War on Warriors? Or why don't you talk to any of the men that actually stood beside him and held a rifle downrange? It's his qualifications, his intelligence, his wisdom are all beyond reproach. They're unquestionable. And all your listeners right now, let me just tell you, I know the man firsthand. Your Defense Department is in good hands. I think starting tonight when Pete Hegseth will have the votes to be Secretary of Defense.
It looks like it. I mean, even if you lose those two, Even if it was a 50-50 tie, Vance comes in and breaks it, right?
Right, right. And the latest I heard is it's going to be actually 51. So I guess that presumes Mitch McConnell will do the right thing on his way out.
wouldn't that be nice? How do you feel about the JFK, MLK documents? I saw where the JFK's family, his grandson, came out today and was critical of it and accused the president of playing politics. I mean, hell, after all these years, I just want to know, even if the conspiracy theories weren't true that it was the government involved in it, why can't we know? All of these people are dead, Will.
I want to know, too, but do you know, have you ever heard that joke about the two conspiracy theorists that die to go to heaven, and they're standing in front of the pearly gates of St. Peter, and he says, I'm going to grant you one wish, okay, one wish, and whatever you ask me, you can ask this question, I will give you all-seeing knowledge, and you will have complete transparency. And the two guys go, okay, this is it. Can't wait. And they look at St. Peter and they go, who killed JFK? And St. Peter says, it was Lee Harvey Oswald from the school book depository. And then they look at each other and they go, this thing is bigger than we thought. You know, so no matter what is released, don't pretend that it's going to solve all of the conspiracies and questions about who killed JFK.
No.
But here's the substantive point I want to say. I just think the American people have looked at the government rightfully as though it's a shell game for a long time. You're standing on the corner of Times Square and guys hiding the ball underneath different shells. And you know, no matter what, it's not honest. Somehow I'm getting had here for my $10 bet on being able to spot the ball. Donald Trump releasing these files, Donald Trump sitting there multiple times a day, taking freewheeling questions, sometimes for an hour, nothing scripted, nothing pre-approved, is just a measure towards all of a sudden taking away the idea government is a shell game. It's an open book with this guy. And you can say what you want, you can like him or dislike him, but how stark of a contrast is that, again, to the way the press, obviously over the last 4 years, but really the way it's been handled for most of our lives.
It's shocking. It really is. It's refreshing, and I think even the people on the left are going to start to see that. So, Will Cain, I know for people that maybe have heard you on the radio here, they understand that you are also pretty passionate about sports. Am I correct about that?
I am. Yeah.
Who do you have in the playoffs this weekend? Because all of the Kansas City Chiefs fans here in the St. Louis area, because the Rams abandoned us, would love to know who you're rooting for this weekend.
Who am I rooting for? Well, here's my prediction first. Okay, it'll be Kansas City, Philadelphia in the Super Bowl.
Oh, all right.
I think the sooner or later, the Jaden Daniels magic it's awesome, but Philadelphia is a more complete team. That's my thoughts. That's my analysis. And listen, okay, now I don't know how people in St. Louis feel, and I'm real proud that the Will Cain Show is also on in Kansas City. I'm not picking a fight. I don't want to fight. I like the Chiefs. They used to be the Dallas Texans. And I'm a big fan of Patrick Mahomes. There's nothing to dislike about the Chiefs. But they do seem to have the refs on their side. They do seem to get a lot of calls. So as much as I really like Josh Allen as well, and I think the Bills are really good, it's just hard. I think the Chiefs that little slide that Mahomes does, you got to do something about that, you know? And I love Mahomes, but that is a flag-seeking move he's got right there.
He's good at it. That little flop he did on the sideline was pretty good, too. But pretty smart. I mean, they do that in the NBA, and they get away with it.
I don't begrudge him. Hey, man, right. Use the rules all the way to your favor, but don't make me bet against them. That's what I'm not going to do. Josh Allen, the Bills are good. But after seeing the way that it's handled with the Chiefs, I'm not placing money against the Chiefs.
I'm with you. Will, congratulations on your great debut there on the Fox News Channel.
Thank you so much, man. We're just thrilled to come out with blockbuster ratings. And all I can say is this is going to be a ride. I said this on my first day. I think the truth is a process. I don't believe – I'm not Walter Cronkite pretending like everything I tell you is God's word from high on the mount. I'm in the process of seeking the truth, and part of that process is this show. It's going to evolve over time. I hope everybody will come along for a ride, because it'll be fun.
You bet we will. The Will Cain Show, of course, 3 p.m. Central time here on the Fox News Channel. Will, best of luck, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
You bet. We'll talk to you soon. Great to have him here on the radio station in the evenings as well. So like Kilmeade, he'll continue to do his show and his radio show, which is a benefit to all of us. By the way, what I was congratulating him on there is that according to Fox, they had their debut on Tuesday of this week, and they had 3.5 million viewers, which made it within the 25 to 54 demo, which everybody looks for in TV, the highest rated daytime debut in the network's history. So that's why I was congratulating him. He did had a gangbuster first week there on the Fox News Channel. All right, we're going to get to a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
If you're feeding a person a crap sandwich with a smile, it's still a crap sandwich.
Amen. No truer words have ever been spoken there by Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. And it's the truth. It's just the truth. You know, Matthew, since you're fairly new to the show, that is one of my favorite drops that I use here on the program.
Oh, yeah?
This is my next favorite drop, which I know you're going to appreciate tremendously. Are you ready for it?
It's never too early to learn that the government is a greedy piglet that suckles on a taxpayer's teat until they have sore-chapped nipples.
It's funny you played Ron Swanson, played by Nick Offerman in Parks and Rec, because earlier when you were talking about the economic topic, about the issue with, you know, oligarchs and things like that, yeah. it you were talking about capitalism, and whether or not you agree with it, one of the funniest lines ever written is when he has his pyramid of greatness and he points to the one that says capitalism and he goes, "Capitalism, God's way of showing people who are smart and people who are poor."
And it's just like, Swanson. Yeah. He's got some of the best lines ever. And I know Offerman politically is a progressive because I've heard him before when he's not playing Ron Swanson. But I love that character.
Yeah. And the thing about Nick Offerman is you might not like the progressive part. He doesn't have that part of the Ron Swanson. Yeah. But the one thing I do appreciate about Nick Offerman is he is 100% all the manly man aspects. Like he has his own wood shop. He built his own canoe when he wanted a new one. All his friends in Hollywood, when they get gifts from him, it's 100% like handmade stuff and things like that. So I still really like Nick Offerman for those kind of things.
We had it up on the YouTube channel here for a while. I forget when this was, last year or something.
It was Christmas time.
Christmas time, when you could just, as a background on your TV, you could play a picture of Nick Offerman sitting in a high back chair by a roaring fire drinking scotch.
And you know what? He actually has a comedy special from a few years ago called Paddle Your Own Canoe, yes. And he's doing it in a flannel American flag button-up shirt, and his entire thing is, you know, paddle your own canoe, pick yourself up in life and get things done, which is, again, not the message you would think when you paint somebody as maybe on the left side or progressive, but man, he walks the walk. You gotta respect it.
Yeah, he does. He's a funny guy. There's no doubt about that. I do want to thank the folks so far. I'll name a few of them who have sent in recommendations and made nominations for feeding our first responders this month. And you'll know who you are. We are going to pick a winner. We've got a list here, but some of our longtime listeners, Richie and Eric, Bridget, Kathy, Brian, thank you guys, Rebecca, for sending in these nominations. What we're asking you to do is to nominate an individual. Like an individual fireman or police officer or EMS worker that you know, maybe a dispatcher, all of these people who are first responders, and we will pick one at random, and we are going to take food from Grillmaster Tony and feed their department on a shift where they're working, so everybody around them will get to appreciate your appreciation for them. We try to make it really easy. So if you go to the website, there's a little link there that says contest and events. Just go under contest. You'll see feed our first responders, and there's a form you fill out. It's pretty easy. You nominate them. I make the delivery sometimes along with Girl Master Tony. Sometimes the man gets a break from his busy schedule and he goes with me, but we'll take it out there and drop off. We're going to do this every month this year. So you got plenty of opportunities here to have your first responder appreciated. So just go in there, put in your name, your first responder's name, and their department, and maybe the reason for the nomination, because you know they work a lot of seconds to pay the bills, or you know they gave you specifically good service one day, or you know pulled you over for that busted taillight and didn't give you a ticket, whatever it happens to be. We're going to go out and we're going to feed them, and we're happy to do that. We just need to get the nominations in. We're about to feed them for the first time at the end of next week. In fact, Tricia Everding just sent me a link with the list on there, and we're going to pick one at random probably today or Monday, and we will feed them next Friday at the end of the week. So that's coming up. 30th is next Thursday. I know that because we're doing our retirement advisory event that night. So
you're going to have a busy day.
It will be a busy day. But we'll do that. We usually do it on a Friday, so we'll probably do that next Friday, and you have an opportunity to get that done. So thanks to all of you who've nominated people so far. We were talking about this the other day. I mean, we, of course, are partnering with Backstoppers this year. We're going to be helping them out with events and fundraisers throughout the course of the year. We always help our friends at Responder Rescue when it comes to first responders. In fact, with the $23,000 we raised in November, that puts us over about 130 grand, I think, that we've helped raise for Responder Rescue over the past 4 years. And we'll be doing that again in November, as we do every year. And if you're a bourbon fan,
special.
If you're a bourbon fan, I have already secured a bottle of Pappy Van Winkle for our raffle and for November. And my only promise to the guy that got it for me was I won't drink it between now and then and replace it with something else. So it's locked up, it's secure, and we will be raffling that off along with all the other great prizes from the Rain St. Louis West and all of our friends at Lit Cigar Lounge and everybody who helps us out for next year as well.
Hey, the winner of the Lit Cigar Lounge is going tonight.
He is taking the guy that won that portion of the raffle is going this evening to Lit Cigar Lounge to redeem his prize, which will be a lot of fun. So have a great time over there, Bo, if he's listening.
See
hey,
you boys.
Brian Kilmeade is up next. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here first thing Monday morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.